Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast, and today we've got a returning guest, that is...
Brad Chatham-Wiles.
And you came on last... Was it this year or was it last year?
Oh, it'd been... No, it was 2018. It was right at the end of 2018. It must have been.
Was it before Christmas?
I think no, because there was a Christmas tree in front of the picture.
There was a Christmas tree.
So I reckon it must have been Christmas time.
Was it the 18th of December? But I was just trying to...
It might have been.
I was trying to figure out the year, if it was 2019 or 2018.
2018? That's mental. No, 2 years ago, though.
Fucking hell. Well, I started this podcast in 2018.
Yeah.
And it's a free speech podcast. And I had to do... Well, I didn't have to, but I put a video on, an explanation that I will have people on that people won't agree with, and I'll have people on that people do agree with.
Oh.
So...
Well, hopefully they agree with me.
I'm sure they'll agree with you. I just thought I'd put it out there because, like... Because obviously it's like free speech and like everything, I thought I'd better put it out there because there is certain people that people won't agree with.
Of course there is. Course.
But then they don't have to listen to it or watch it because we're no one YouTube, so you're one of the part of the... I think you're about the fifth or fourth.
I feel honoured. Good. It's an honour.
So when you was back, when I had you on, because like, how old are you?
I'm 20. Yeah, nearly 21.
So you've got your own business that sells, and for people who haven't listened... to it in 2018, you were selling retro clothing.
I was, yeah.
So that's things like Supreme.
Yeah, Supreme.
That's all I know.
Yes, Supreme. Like your standard Nike, Adidas, but a lot of like weird brands as well. A lot of like stranger, weirder, like stuff Tupac used to wear, that sort of stuff.
When like you say strange brands, like what sort of brands?
I think strange is like Carl Canny. And then you've got other brands like Raf Simons, and they're sort of like newer brands, a little alternative. Same as like Rick Owens and Tom Ford, things like that. Really like high-end designer, designer weird items.
So you get these stuff, and like, why is there a massive thing? Because like I'm seeing loads of people on Instagram with like retro style, like Supreme clothing, and like the sort of the high pulled up jeans, past the waist, and little.
I don't know. I think it's because, I mean, a lot of people now are liking reusable fashion and sustainable fashion. I mean, there's all these things about like global warming and everything being used and like thrown away, basically. So like the fast fashion, like things from Primark and stuff like that. And I think people are going off the idea now and liking to recycle, because it's a way they can recycle but still get something from it.
Yeah.
So they can feel good about themselves for recycling the item. But they're feeling obviously good about it because they've contributed something. So I think that's the majority of people who like it. And also I think the styles are a lot different. I mean, you've got like the Cosby style jumpers and things like that. And
oh, with that bright,
like this one here. I mean, this one's a brilliant example.
Worn by Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah, no. We can't get onto this Jimmy Savile talk again like last time.
Oh, no. don't do that.
Well, you can do. Yeah,
it's stuff like that.
I mean, I think people prefer it because, I mean, there's no point, or this is the way I think about it, wearing something everyone else has got unless you're paid to wear it.
True, yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're sponsored and that, then that's fine. But I can't see myself wearing anything exciting like everyone else has got. Like, I always like to buy weird stuff.
Yes.
Everything I've got's weird.
I've seen your watch. That's
my watch. Oh, that's a bit. Yeah, it's a bit mental, isn't it?
It's a school, is it? What?
It's like, Jacob and Co. Jacob and Co.
That means nothing to me.
It's yeah.
So I don't even wear a watch.
It's a watch that was, so this particular one was built in a collaboration or designing collaboration with David Beckham. And that's supposed to be him there with the skull and the bandana, apparently.
And is it all real diamonds in it?
It is, yeah. They're not like a massive, massive carrot. Yeah, they are, yeah. Well, yeah, they're not like a massive carrot. But there's one missing. I don't know if you can see it right there.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I got it really cheap, though. I got it really cheap.
Okay, so like you say you've got it really cheap. Let's see how cheap. How cheap is it?
I think retail came out at something like 30-something thousand, something like that.
30,000?
That was retail. I mean, these come down in price loads. I can't remember how much exactly I paid for it, but
okay,
I think it was
so
around...
roughly.
I think it was around 10-ish.
10 grand?
Ish, yeah. But it's an investment. It's going to go up in price. It's going to go up in value.
Not with the fucking quartz missing, it's not.
Quartz.
But like making them in sweatshops in Thailand. I hope you're happy with yourself.
This is not made. This is made in Geneva. This is made in Switzerland. But this is no. But I can get it. I can get it replaced. I can get one put in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to go up in value. I got it quite cheap. So,
and how long you had that for?
A month.
A month? So where did you get it that sort of cheap? Is them sort of the people that sell them on cheap?
Yeah, I mean, you've got resellers and stuff like that. I mean, this was from a private seller who basically just didn't want it anymore. Obviously, there's something missing on it. It's got a few, like, wear marks there on the leather.
Mm.
But
yeah, but sometimes that gives it its own individuality.
It does. It really does. And it's just, it is what it is, really. It's, I mean, it's quite a unique watch out of, like, all of them. There it's a... It's a unique one. I don't wear it that often because it's quite flashy. I don't like big and flashy things necessarily like that.
Yeah. So is that part of the style that's coming in with everything? Because it's mainly young people that I'm seeing wearing these sort of fashion items. Because there's a place in Lincoln, there's a shop in Lincoln as well that's got all this sort of stuff.
The Yak. There.
I think it's downside of one of the side streets, is it? Oh, no, there's two. There could be two.
There's one that's open. One opened around the same time I did.
Yeah,
I just can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But
there's like one on the hill because I tried on a barber wax jacket and it was well worn and that, and I thought, should I wear it? And then I've got to get it dry cleaned and everything.
So. Yeah,
and it was like only like 20 quid, but like I know the wax ones are dead expensive.
Yeah, like I said, I've got a few wax jackets, or I did have, not
barber ones or
not barber ones. No, there are a few other ones. I can't remember what brands they are. But I mean, they've sold in the past, and I've got a few, but I don't know for the life of me where they are. They could be in boxes. I mean, I've got loads of stuff in boxes, like I said, down there.
So, yeah, so like when we had our first talk, you actually had a stall on the local market, didn't you?
I did.
So, what went wrong there?
Best way to put it, I think the local market is ignoring all the preach about community.
Mm-hmm.
And how everyone should be welcome. It isn't. It's nothing like that whatsoever.
So it's a socialist business venture with
It's a proper social clique, I can tell you that. You've got to be in their little crew, you've got to be in their little clique. You've got to get on with all them. But I mean, cuz they used to make comments about me cuz I was young.
What comments did they make?
I remember one day I wanted to close. I think it was Christmas Eve, to be fair. Yeah. I wanted to close it, just basically not open. I mean, I'm paying for it. They wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me keep the shutters down.
But it's your business.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me keep the shutters down. So I went in, I closed, you went, didn't you? I had netting all the way around, and then I had one entrance way. I mean, that was to stop, obviously, the feeding and stuff like that. But...
The feeding.
And obviously, yeah, you saw what it was like there. And then, so I just went to close that door. But I mean, I had comments going like, he doesn't know how hard it is, he's young. Oh, daddy's money, all stuff like that. But it's mental. But the amount of like comments you used to get, I mean, I got reported for people coming, I think it was people swearing or something like that. What? People coming up, like customers of mine, people coming on and swearing. I was like, it's not my fault. Oh, my goodness, tell them to leave.
Tell them to leave because
they're swearing.
Yeah, that's bullshit pump. Like, but from their view, you're like bringing in people, the different clients.
Oh, they don't see it like that. Nowhere near. They don't see it anything like that. I've got to be careful because this is also owned by the same company. But it's...
fuck you.
No. But
no.
They don't see anything. They don't see anything like that, which is a shame, to be fair. But I mean, the market is what it is. It's
a market, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's got typical market people. You saw the same people over and over again. And because I've got like Supreme jumpers and stuff like that, I mean, you've got the younger kids going past, oh, that's fat. Stuff like, oh, that's fat, some fat shit. Get shit out. You get people shouting stuff like, yeah, I had that all the time. And because it's the stigma of being on a market, really.
So, like, what's major... quit the market and come to like a self-contained unit? Because like basically you are now just an online...
Yeah.
Seller.
Yeah, basically.
So, like, what made you switch from, like, I don't want to deal with the public or I can't be doing with the public, I'll go online?
Well, it wasn't that. If I could have a shop somewhere else, I'd have it.
Yeah.
But the prices of shops, I'd be doing extra work online to just pay for the shop, which wouldn't pay for itself. So, there's no need for me to do it, which is a shame because I'd love to have one. Like, Sea View Street sort of way, Cleethorpe sort of way.
Yeah.
Instead of the market, but it's, I think the main thing was the price. I mean, there was the price as well. I mean, I got a special offer where you started a certain month's free or something like that. But then it also it comes into your main thing. If you break your contract early, you got to pay the full amount. So I had to get bailed out fully anyway.
Right.
But it wasn't to the point on the market, because I didn't want to sell online at the same time. So on the market, you were, I was having to clear about 225 quid a week, something like that. And that's a high amount when your sole place is just on the market.
Was you still online while you was on the market?
No. No. I put a few bits on. I put a few bits on when I thought I was going to struggle, but I didn't have that sort of mindset to go, oh, this is what I really want to do. I want to put it online at the same time. But now, looking back, that's what I should have done.
I thought that's what you was doing. So, like, now you are making a lot more money on
a lot online. More, yeah.
So, where do you sell, like, sort of online then?
Depop and eBay.
What's the main Depop? Ones.
Depop.
Yeah, I didn't even say it right, did I?
What, Depop? Depop. It's like, basically, it's an online community sort of thing. So, think of it like Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
All for clothes and, like, retro-y bits.
Have you got to pay any commission on that, like,
you pay 10%, but where it differs to eBay, it takes it out straight away, so you don't get a massive bill at the end of the month taking loads of money out of your account.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, which is better. So, it takes it. Yeah, so 10% gets taken out straight away, and you got a message. It feels more personal as well, because you really message the, like, say if you're buying something, you message the seller before you purchase and everything. That's my dad there sneezing. you message the seller and everything.
So why do you think more people aren't going online, or like, do you think more people are going online and more shops are beginning to shut? Because how did you fare throughout the lockdown? Because I'm guessing if you was at the market, you wouldn't have had nothing coming in for them 3 to 4 months that lockdown was implemented.
Yeah.
But being online, you can always still be busy and post.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, look. The thing is that, like, after I finished at the market, I mean, I finished there in, God, February 2019? What is it, 2020 now?
It's 2020 now.
Yeah, February 2019. Yeah. So I've been out of the market for over a year. And as soon as I left the market, I flew off to LA.
You did say you was off to LA to get some stock.
Yeah, I flew off there in a bit of a, I'm going to find myself, sort of a rage thing.
And did you find yourself?
Yeah, I came back proper positive and everything.
What did you do? You was over there. We just have a quick intersection now. I want to know what you did in LA.
What, in LA?
Yeah, what did you do?
So, I don't know what we did, to be fair. It was a lot of shopping, a lot of meeting people.
Yeah.
A
business trip.
Yeah. Let's call it a business trip. Business.
Business trip.
But, I mean, we didn't go drinking or anything, because I went with a few mates. We didn't go drinking, because none of us are 21. That's the drinking age there. So, we didn't go drinking or anything. And, to be fair, we had a proper good time. We just went to all the touristy sites, things like that.
Did you have any weed over there? Is weed legal in LA?
It is, yeah, but it's California citizens.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is, or something like that. I don't know. You still got to be over 21 anyway.
It's 21. I thought it was 18 for weed.
No, I thought it was 21. I don't know. That's off the top of my head. I ain't got a clue. And to be fair, I didn't go looking for it, if I'm honest. Because I was out there and I was being completely just mellowed out from, like, the atmosphere. Because I mean, going from such a high stress environment from here, and then just going over there and everything's just chill.
It's just chill in LA, is it? I've seen the traffic lights. I've, like, seen the traffic.
Oh, the traffic's awful.
Drams, and I've, like, seen the and like on podcasts and that. I've heard people say how mental it is and how busy it is, and it never sleeps.
No. This traffic. You can be 2 a.m. It might as well be 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Like rush hour. It'll be exactly the same. But I mean, it took us an hour and a half in an Uber to get from Venice Beach back to the our apartment.
That's pretty cool. So, like, how long did you stay there for then?
Only a week. I mean, anyway, over for a week.
Well, no, it's not cool taking that long in a taxi, like Uber. I don't know why I said that. So, anyway, back to normality now. I just wanted to know what you did over there. Did you find through lockdown you got more people? Because I was finding I found that I was spending more online on lockdown that I would have been if I wanted work or
no, definitely. Like, yeah, definitely. I mean, like we spoke about before the recording, like, in the past 3 months it's made a massive difference. I mean, that's what's made me think, oh well, I might as well quit my job than what I was doing beforehand.
Yeah.
And just focus on doing this.
Because you weren't working at Audi when we had the first one.
No, I wasn't. No, I started working at Audi when I got back from LA. So I signed the contract on this place. When was that? That must have been just before we flew off to LA.
Yeah.
And then obviously came back and well, I don't know, flitted around for a little bit, and then found a job at Audi.
Did you like it there, selling cars?
It has its ups and downs. It's not my sort of thing. It's not the sort of way I'd sell cars. Everything's very strict, but it's not the sort of way I'd speak to the customers the way they want you to.
Why do they just want you to lick the customer's ass?
No, it's not even like that. It's just a lot of, like, it's typical, like, salesman, like,
yeah, just bullshit.
Yeah, and that's not what I'm like. I'd tell the customer the truth.
I did that when I, because I was a mobility scooter technician for 7 years,
yeah.
And when I went fixing, I had to go out and sell the scooters as well, because obviously that was part of the deal. Being a technician, I knew a bit more about them. And you do go into a different person when you start to sell things.
100%, yeah. And it comes nearly second nature to lie about something. Mm. And it.
Well, no, you don't lie. You bend the truth.
Yeah, and it's just, I can't do it.
The truth to fit what they're, yeah. Mm. It's because it was a different scenario, I didn't really do that as much. I told them the truth, and if one product went right for them, because obviously it was so important to be for their mobility, because A, if they've had a stroke or they've got diabetes and it affects their eyesight and they have their license taken away,
yeah,
this is their only mode of transport. So I had to give it to them, like, as it was, because, like, some scooters, if like you're 18 stone above, you can't sell a scooter. I mean, like, you can do, sell a scooter to, just say, like, they're 20 stone and they want a scooter, but the scooter's only fit for an 18 stone. That voids the warranty on the scooter, because they knowingly know that.
Oh, okay.
Right. Or, like, also, if you sell an 18 stone scooter to a 17 stone person,
yeah,
and they go over 18 stone, I think that can void the warranty as well. It's very, so, you sort of had to play the
No,
game.
I was the same, because I was the only motability specialist. Audi as well.
Yeah,
so
right.
I did all the motability cars.
Yeah,
so
like the cranes and the things to put
yeah,
back in
yeah,
the
so I
yeah.
did all that. And I had to be honest with the customers. If I didn't think the car was right for a customer, I'd tell them.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter if we're going to get a sale or not. It's the car. It's for them. It's their only way to get around. I'm not selling them the brand. I'm selling them the car. And if the car's not ideal for them, then there's no point.
No.
Because if something happens, like, so let's say, like, the seat's too high. The seat's too high. They struggle to get in it. And every single day they're thinking, I can't get in this. I'm struggling to get in it. Why did I buy this? What about this? That's not a job well done.
Yeah.
That really isn't. But then if you've got Vauxhall up the road who's got a seat that's lower, you tell them to go to them. You've got to be honest with them. And I think that's the bit we didn't agree on.
Well, no like business would tell you to go to somewhere else.
No.
But you have to be careful, because, like, we had a lot of... There's a misconception in, like, the UK where if you buy something, you've got 7 days or 14 days to bring it back.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, well, that's bullshit. That's some, like, wrong. The only reason they can do that is if it's sold under, like a different guise. Like, just say you missold it, then, like, oh, like, you sold it when it was broken.
Yeah.
So, but if, like, they just bought it and, like, 2 days later they thought, well, I don't like that. Like, then got a leg to stand on. But no... So you're too honest to be a salesman, probably.
That's what it is, yeah.
So
too much of an honest guy.
Well, it's fucking Audi, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you had an Audi car.
I did, yeah, I did.
Audi drivers are pricks. And BMW drivers.
Yeah.
And Mercedes drivers.
But it's...
no offence to anyone out there who drives one, it's just that my experience. Then again, I'm a bit of a divvy driver, and I drive a fucking Hyundai.
It's a nice little car.
It's a smart card. The number plate's worth quite a bit of money, because it's DOH at the end, DOH after the Simpsons. DOH!
Is it?
So I found one of the companies and I got quoted 600 and odd for the registration, and another company quoted me 900 odd.
Really?
So.
It's all right, yeah.
It's just the first two numbers, the first two letters, it's S and L. So if it was swapped around L and S, that'd be Lisa Simpson. Whatever it else was, then DOH at the end. But it's SL. Different.
Oh.
So there you go.
Like I said, well, I've got power plate for my car, because I'm that sort of guy.
I know. You wear a David Beckham watch.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, of course. So I've got to have the.
So you've got to have a number. What number plate you got?
It's it's Y3, and then it's BCW. So my initials at the end.
Bradley Charlton.
Wells.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
So you didn't like it at Audi. How long did you stay at Audi?
I was there over a year. There over a year.
Time has gone really quick.
Yeah, but I mean, I was doing this at the same time. So
yes,
this was being done on the side, and then obviously it came to lockdown happening. I was put on furlough.
And oh, you was actually working Audi in March time.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Still working there. Still working there.
Right, so like they stuck you on furlough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I've got more time to actually focus on doing this. So I did a few little bits to see how they're going. Stuff was selling straight away. So then I was like, well, I might as well try a bit harder. And a lot of these clothes you see now, like all this, like all these rails and everything weren't here before. So we had to build all, everything was in bags.
Yeah.
So we had to build new rails for everything and sort everything out. And went through all the clothes. As soon as we picked something out of a bag, we put, because we had like laundry bags, like these size ones.
Oh, filled. Yeah, yeah, like the big plastic,
yeah, basically,
canvassy heavy ones, yeah.
Yeah, basically filled with clothes. I mean, they've still got stuff in now. And yeah, so we filled everything with the shelves and got everything put on straight away. And we found we was putting stuff on, and it was selling like within 5 minutes.
So like everything here now is on either eBay, yeah, or
Depop, yeah.
Like, right, okay. Are you ever going to do a market or like do some sort of retro markets? Because markets are now open, aren't they, in the UK?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I'm looking at maybe around Christmas time having a pop-up shop in either Grimsby or Cleethorpes. So having a little temporary pop-up for like a week.
You should maybe get in touch, because I've had quite a lot of food guys on from like Grimsby and Cleethorpes area, these pop-up places. You should maybe see when something else is happening, like Doc's Bears, and see, yeah, if you can have a pop-up shop there.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because, that's a good idea.
Yeah, being like, because they're probably more your clientele as well that will go, yeah, there. So it went well in lockdown then, did it?
Yeah.
Your feet?
Yeah, it went really well.
And then how did you go about telling Audi to, like, on your bike, Audi?
I went back for a week. I went back for a week and then thought, I just can't. Because, I mean, I was just going to carry on working. I didn't think anything of it. And in that last week, I just thought, what am I doing here? I just can't be bothered.
Was there something that made you think like that? Like, I mean, were the arseholes to you still when, like, you got back over there a bit?
No, honestly, not really. I just sort of stayed out of everyone's way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was outside a few days and it was throwing it down with rain. I'm soaking wet.
Oh, you've still got to be outside even? Like, why? If it's raining, yeah, and there's no one there, you just go inside.
You're soaking wet. And then I just thought, I just can't be bothered. I really can't bother anymore. So it came around to, I think it was that Friday or something. I just handed him my notice. I'll give you a week.
To you.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck and everything like that. I mean, I'm still selling stuff. I mean, there's a t-shirt here that I've sold to one of the salesmen. He's coming later to pick it up.
What sort of t-shirt is it?
It's called Palm Angels.
Never heard of them.
It's a bit of a, it's like sort of a high-end brand. It's quite a nice shirt, to be fair.
So how much t-shirt would that be then?
I think retail's about 335 or something.
335
for a t-shirt? I think it is. That's retail. It's a bit mental.
So what would you sell something like that for then?
I didn't quite a good deal on it. I mean, what did I do it for? I can't remember exactly, but it was below retail. It was below 135.
Oh, right. So it was below 130.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how much new is it? Sorry again.
335, something like, or 325, something like, I can't remember off the top of my head. So but it was like below what the retail thing, price was. I can't remember exactly what it was.
So, we did touch on it last podcast, but how do you get your stock? I mean, because it's like, and it's no offence or disrespect here, but it looks like a second-hand, not second-hand shop, but like a charity shop.
Yeah, no, it will do, yeah. I mean, it can come from different places. I mean, I've got people all across, yeah, Europe and America, but that's not just for me.
Because that looks like it's from the Eastern Bloc.
It does look a bit. I think I came from Italy, something like that.
And how much would this be then?
What, for sale?
Yeah.
I think it's for sale, what, 30 quid, something like that?
30 quid for a fucking Bill Gobsby jumper. Cosby jumper.
But it's, I've got people all across, not just for me. I mean, these supply loads of other people as well. So they're like pickers, basically. So they go around all like the thrift stores in America, things like that. Basically, yeah. They go all through all the thrift stores in America and then pick stuff up and then send it back here.
Have you ever thought about, and I will just mention this, we are doing it for YouTube and we are doing it for audio. So if you are listening to it, you can go over to the YouTube channel and see it and see some of the stuff that you've got.
Yeah.
Just to let people know. Have you thought about doing the picking one yourself? Because we have got a few storage units around where we are.
Yeah.
Like around here. I think we've got two nailed out, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. There's a couple on this estate, to be fair, where we are. Yeah, there's a couple you went past on the way in.
Well, I got lost coming here.
Did you? Yeah. It's easy, though.
I went all the way past.
It is proper easy. Everyone doesn't know that turn is there. They just go straight past it. That road.
It made sense when because you've got a calf next door. What's is it? Betty's?
Peggy's. Yeah.
Peggy's. It's supposed to be a nice breakfast.
It is good. It is good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you get discount off it?
I don't think so. No, I think it's full price. It's good price anyway. It's not like
I go to the one next door to Refresh.
Oh, Banana Leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were you talking about?
Can't
we were talking about it looks like a second-hand shop. And, yeah. Yeah. It like, but like it's a bit of a high end.
Yeah, but what second-hand shop has like. Burberry shirts and
but you do get lucky when
do you ever think about picking yourself? Yeah, I mean don't get me wrong, I go to the car boot sometimes. I go to the charity shops,
yes,
and I'll pick up stuff, I'll find stuff. Like, I mean, this was a car boot find. This is a Backstreet Boys flag. It's just stuff like I found. I thought, oh, that's quite cool, that's quite neat.
And do you think did you buy it because you thought it was quirky, or did you buy it because you thought, I can sell that and I've got a market for it?
Bit of both. I've got to buy something that I think is quirky.
Your thing's falling off in your microphone. Your head.
I've got to buy something that I think's weird. Otherwise, there's no point. It doesn't excite me.
What's the weirdest bit of clothing you've got? Or, like, have you bought so far?
Weirdest bit of clothing I've got?
Like,
oh, that's a good one, that. That's
sort of
really
the strangest thing, like, or the strangest bit you've had and sold, apart from your fur jacket. There's no wrong with fur jackets, I don't think. I am that's like sort of thing. If it's been there with a fur,
yeah,
you might as well make use to it, and then it's not in vain. The like animal's not dying.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Sort of in vain, because otherwise it's just going to be. So apart from the fur jacket,
Do you know what? I have no idea. I don't have a clue. This is quite a weird one, though, to be fair. This is quite a cool, weird one. So, this is a Bryan Adams tour t-shirt for the UK from 1999. Mm-hmm. But it's printed on a Blades jersey. So, blank Blades football jersey. So, I think Blades is Sheffield United?
Sheffield
something like
that. Yeah, because Sheffield Wednesday, the Owls.
Yeah, so it's printed on a blank... That was a weird noise, wasn't it?
That was my summer.
Yeah, so it's printed on a blank...
I hope I don't shit myself.
No, there's toilets here, don't worry.
I can't get out. We've locked the door. The tripod's in the way.
That's true. It's such a unique, cool shirt. And
is there any idea why they've printed it on a...
No. There's no clue whatsoever.
Was it an official one?
That's the thing. No one knows. I took this to LA with me, right, and I took it to a few like specialist shops there.
Yeah.
And none of them have ever seen anything like it before or heard anything like it.
And did they offer you money for it?
I can't remember, to be fair. I don't think they offered me like loads for it because they didn't know what it was.
Mm.
So they didn't have a clue. So they basically explained that I can offer you something, but I don't really know what it is.
Yeah, because I suppose it could be worth fuck all, and it could be worth like quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
What's like the most expensive item of clothing you've sold in respect to being quirky, like that being rare? Because like I saw when I was doing some research looking on like eBay, a Gary Glitter t-shirt turned up, like a Gary Glitter tour t-shirt. And like that was like £45.
Bloody hell.
And I thought, that's quite expensive for a pedo's top.
Well, there'd still be collectors of it.
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like there's still people who think Gary Glitter's okay, I suppose. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, what sort of quirky clothes come about?
I don't know about like I've got rare stuff, like proper, like rare items. I mean, like nearly every t-shirt up there is over 1,000.
What, here?
In the bags, yeah, all the ones in the bags.
But that also looks like it's from the Eastern Bloc.
Oh, no, that's a jacket. That's it.
Why
is everything
you got looks like that's from the Eastern Bloc?
That's just my style. But no, the t-shirts on the end, they're all like Supreme box logos.
£1,000 for a t-shirt.
Oh, I mean, that's a guess. I mean, I think I've got purple on grey one there, which is about 4,600.
So how do you value a t-shirt because obviously you must know a bit about the style, the fashion, the history of it. How would you go to a second-hand shop and go, fucking hell, that's worth a lot of money. Where's that come from? I mean, our old football top's worth quite a bit of money now. The old style, like 1985.
Yeah, honestly, I sell those football shirts. Football shirts go straight away. As soon as I put them on.
Is it just English football shirts or the European shirts?
Honestly, any. Anything, yeah. The weirder, the better. Like, I've sold Napoli when they did the... I mean, this is quite a new shirt, but Napoli when they did the camo. When I sold that shirt, that went for quite a bit. And then I've got... I mean, these are all my football shirts. But yeah, I mean, I've had Stuttgart, all these, like weird teams.
Have you ever thought about going over to... all jokes aside now, have you ever thought about going over to the Eastern Blockway to see what stuff you can pick up there?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, that's what I'm doing. Whenever we're allowed to go to Europe, I'm driving over to Europe.
You're driving to Europe?
Yeah.
Well, you can go to Europe now.
Can we?
I think so, yeah.
Or is it from the 4th? It could be from the 4th.
I don't fucking know.
But I'm gonna
I
wait.
Don't even know why I said that.
I'm going to wait till August, I think. And
get
towards...
Corona and spread it to them all.
Yeah, oh, might do.
I'd go to Leicester and lick everything and then, like, for the spit at the Eastern Park.
For the last
That's a joke. That's a joke, by the way.
Yeah, for the last 2 weeks, anyway, of that August-ish, I think I'm going to go over to Europe. I'm going to drive over because, I mean, it'd be nice to take the car, really. To drive over and take the back seats out
get
the car.
Get held up at the Eastern Block by fucking Russian mob.
Well, I mean, this has got so many like wholesalers out there, like vintage clothing wholesalers.
It's cool if like you go to Berlin and go to the eastern side where like the eastern is it the east wall where it's all painted or is it the west? I'm sure it's the Eastern Art Gallery wall.
Yeah.
That's proper cool because that's where the Eastern Block is, isn't it? That's like part of the Eastern Block, and it's really cool there.
I mean, Germany itself's got absolutely immense like vintage stuff, especially like Berlin, like where I worked and that they didn't have any, but in like Berlin and that it has like proper.
Where
like,
did you work again? Sorry,
Bonn.
Where's that?
Other side. Next to Cologne.
Just drop that in the conversation, like we already know. We don't know about this.
All right. Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I worked in Germany when I was 17.
Oh, maybe you did on the first project.
Yeah, I think I did.
What did you do there?
It was for a science and development company. It was I translated some of their stuff and.
What can you speak German?
Can I help?
I
used Google Translate to translate their German, and then just made it make sense. I could do that.
How did you land that job? Because surely someone in the office could have just done that.
No, because I mean the people in the office can't speak English, don't they? Or like speak English well enough to make it make sense.
I don't think some English people could make.
No,
it.
To be fair, no.
No.
But no, I started doing that, and then made a few videos and stuff while I was out there, a few promotional bits, and
Google's
did all that
too.
Yeah, and then just did all that sort of stuff. But it was quite an experience, quite fun.
I had a porn star on the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, Ray, she's called, and she does gang bands.
Oh, really?
A cute little girl. She's like only 27. Yeah, it's like sort of on audio and on like video.
What's on video?
She is on my not on my iTunes, on my YouTube channel. But yeah, she wants to do a gangbang with 50 guys.
Oh, really?
And she loves cum.
Oh, that's nice.
She just loves cum. And I couldn't get my head around it. I thought, 50 guys in one room. And she,
that's
and
a big room.
Well, no, it happens like there's maybe 8 or 10 that come in.
Oh, no.
They'll spaff on her and then go out. But she says she likes sort of the buka part. Of the is it buka or buka K or buka?
Oh, I've no idea.
things. And she would say the only trouble is some guys can't come all like at the same time. But she's like getting married. She's got a fiance in that. And
oh, really?
Yeah, she's really like super cute. If like you pass her in the street, you wouldn't think she's a girl that wants to wank everyone off over her face.
Yeah.
But that's what she wants to do. She like was a sergeant. I'm going to tell everyone the like iPod the like podcast that she was like a sergeant in the army.
Oh, really?
Medic. Yeah. And the reason why I wanted her on. Because I've had other pants like porn star on. It's just to see how they got into porn and how. It reacts to their like social life.
But yeah,
it seems to work, and sort of, she's happy. I don't think it makes a difference. I am like, think if people don't agree with things, they don't need to read, look, or watch it, or pay attention to it. They can just or like just block that person. Don't report them. Don't do this. Don't do that. Just let them get on with it. Because it's like she's doing it to fund herself to go through. But she's highly she's highly active, sexually active.
Yeah,
she loves sex and she loves cum. And I said, what happens if someone comes quick? And she went, oh, love it. Because it just goes to show how much I'm turning them on. I thought, oh, how much I just want to get rid of it. Fucking get on with it. But I was just flabbergasted because I didn't think she was going to be like that.
Oh, she like Grimsby based then? Or
no, she's
like...
from Hawaii. I can't even say the word of the fucking counter, the state in America.
Hawaii?
Yeah. No, not what? Hawaii. It begins with O. I'm sure it begins with O.
Oklahoma?
No.
Illinois?
No.
Ohio?
That's it.
Is it?
I'm sure she's from there, yeah. But yeah, if that's what she wants to do, I fully support her. And she's fully welcome to come back onto the podcast and that.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I can't remember where we was now. About you're going to the Eastern Bloc, you're going to Europe to like pick some stuff up.
Yeah.
Is like Europe got a different fashion than to say America?
Oh, you pick up massively, things? Massively.
So is like Europe got any of their own specific brands to like them that are...
Europe loves Stone Island. You pick Stone
That's
Island
they're all
up.
Fucking football thumbs from there. You're not really. That's also
you
a joke.
Pick, yeah, you could pick Stone Island up mentally in Europe.
It's expensive, Stone Island, though, isn't it?
It is here. In Europe, it's not that bad. But it's the same as here. Like, here, you pick up G-Star Raw or G-Star stuff. Proper cheap.
Hey, take Never over heard to, of G-Star either.
Take over to Europe. It's worth, I mean, it's like 400 quid or 400 euros for a pair of jeans.
And how much can you get them from here?
Charity shop for 2 quid, something like that.
What they're called?
G-Star.
What? I've never heard of it.
Bit of a Slovakian sort of.
Is it?
Yeah.
So do you ever go to like TK Maxx? Is quite a good place to pick up.
Yeah. I don't think I've got anything here I picked up from TK Maxx. I think I've sold it all. But sometimes they do something called a yellow ticket sale where, excuse me, I mean, they've always got clearance on, but then this is below their clearance. This is even cheaper. I mean, it's like T-shirts and hoodies for like 4 quid. Quid or brand new stuff, and you just like go, yeah. I just went and bought like a full rail.
So, if you went to buy a pair of G Star jeans, say from a charity shop in the UK, you could sell them for 400 quid.
Oh, I don't know about 400 quid, that's brand new, but I mean,
£400.
You could probably sell for about 150 euros, something like that.
What about stuff like Fred Perry? Does Fred Perry go down well?
It depends what it is, it's very saturated, and as in, there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
There is a lot of Fred Perry stuff.
Because they had their 100-year range, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it really depends. I mean, some rarest. I mean, I've sold Fred Perry, like, CDG collabs for, like, upwards of 300 quid.
Have you ever had one of them, like, 100-year edition ones?
No. I've seen one.
Do you want one?
Why, have you got one?
I've got one.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I am. I've got a 100-year anniversary one. I got it... on the 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
And it's a red one. It's just got the emblem, which is bigger, and it just says 100 years under it.
Yeah.
Got it in red. The like reason I got it was because the band, The Specials, I think one of their stage guys, the saxophonist or guitarist was all the singer. One of them was wearing it. I thought, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And I went to get it.
It's all right.
So it's just stuck in my wardrobe, never worn it. Well, I've worn it a few times, so we'll talk after the podcast.
Yeah. But it's like with Fred Perry and stuff. I mean, you've got to have the rarer stuff.
Yeah,
it's because there's a lot of saturation with Fred. It's same with Ralph Lauren. People think Ralph Lauren's worth loads, but in reality, it's not really worth much.
It is if you go to House of Fraser.
Oh yeah, that's
but not
Fraser.
No more.
No, no, ah! Not surprised. Bring
Fuck
your prices
Ralph
down.
Fraser. But it is expensive. Yeah, it was like 78 quid for a polo top, where Fred Perry's like normally 45, 55.
Yeah, about these like Fred Perry and Ralph Lauren are all. Brands you can find a lot cheaper.
What about Barber? That seems to be.
Is it Barber? I always find it's a weird one because I've never been like interested in it. I've never thought, oh, this is really cool. I've never seen someone wearing a Barber jacket and think, oh, that's really cool.
Because it's all farmed stuff, isn't it? It's like old country stuff with the padded jackets. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. It's. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice. I quite like you said. I like the wax jackets, but it's not interesting enough for me. It's not like exciting.
Not like this.
No, I like how you could go into that. I think you'd completely. I think it'd suit you.
Kosovo. I can't put it back.
No, it's alright. I'll put that open. Well,
and you've got. Is that a cricket top?
Yeah, it's 2003 Rugby World Cup.
Oh well, you've got the Rugby World Cup this year, haven't you?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just bought the shirt.
I think we have. Fucking hell. We have. I'm sure we have. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's soon, isn't it? So, you should maybe do some research and maybe get that.
Oh, it's online now. If anyone wants to buy it, it's put it up. I think it's like 30 quid or something like that.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. That's off the top of my head.
So like, what seems to sell the most? T-shirts,
oh, 20 quid,
tops,
sorry, 20 quid.
Trainers, coats?
It's hard to say.
Or
really,
is it just a mixture?
Yeah, really, really hard to say. Like, I mean, like the orders that I've got like down there that we're sorting out, I mean, that's got bags in. There's bags in there. There's women's T-shirt. There's two pairs of jeans. Stuff just, like, it's really weird.
I'm just fascinated with all this resurgence of like 80s, 90s fashion.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's because like...
But it's mainly the younger generation. I mean, I'm 41 now. I was born in 79. So yeah. Like I grew up through like that.
Yeah.
I did have a dead smart Man U top when I supported Manchester United when I was about 7, 5, I think. And it was when they were sponsored by Adidas.
Yeah.
I was just about to say I wish I kept it, but it wouldn't fit me. I look like a
probably still worth some now though. I mean, like this, I've got a Man U shirt here.
Oh, that's in like the black one, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in that. I mean, that's £70.
But that's not their like original kit, is it? That's
it's the third kit.
It's their third kit, is it? Because I thought their third kit was blue.
I think it's the third. It could be a white kit. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Because I thought. They've definitely got a blue one, and I thought they had a white one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Google. We're going to Google it because. That won't fit me.
No.
I'd look like a fat paedophile gone wrong in that.
Don't fit me. It's, I think it's a junior size, that.
Do you ever get horror tops in?
1998.
98?
Yeah, 1998.
Was it the third kit or second?
It is the...
Because I'm sure the third kit was blue. Because I thought it was red. No, yeah, I thought it was red. White and blue. But obviously it's red, black and blue.
Oh, I don't even say.
Oh, fucking hell.
It doesn't say.
Google how many kit colours Man United has.
You're really annoying me now. I think it might be a white. I don't know what it is. It doesn't even come up. Only one of them's come up.
I'm sure they've got a blue top.
It probably did. But yeah, only one of them's come up.
On sort of like less. I've got the Mandela effect and the Will. Have you heard about the Mandela effect?
Of course
effect?
I have.
Unlike less the world ended in 2020 and everything fucking changed.
Oh, no. But it's. I mean, like, football tops sell well. And you can't really pinpoint what sells the most.
I was going to say, because I do like football tops, but they sell better than a Supreme top, or is Supreme the major one that sells?
Supreme will sell anyway. You put Supreme on, it'll sell straight away.
I've never heard of Supreme, like, till you.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm seeing a lot of fashion items coming back in that weren't all that, when I was younger, like, Gola trainers.
Yeah.
When I was younger, people used to have the piss taken out of you if you wore Gola trainers or Dunlop. Feeler wasn't all that big back then. That,
yeah, I'd say right, Feeler sells well because I mean it's all these places that had like a
Kappa.
Kappa, who you got the Kappa jacket from?
I was too fat for it though.
Was
there's another one, Tashio Machinio, is it?
Yeah, Machino.
Yeah, because I see the Feeler a lot, like Feeler stuff and everything. We've got a shop in Cleethorpes on the corner.
Lost Boys.
I didn't really want to mention them, but you've said it.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter. No. It's nothing to do with me. and they sell Feeler stuff. And I'm fucking, you could pick Feeler up dead cheap in the 80s, 90s.
You can now.
Can you? Not.
If you know where to look, no.
But then
if you know where to look.
It seems a lot better quality than it was. And it seems a bit more stylish.
I mean, that's a late 90s covered in like. Bloody wood shavings.
Right.
That's a late 90s feeler shop.
And how much would you sell that for?
I don't know. It's up now. I don't even know how much it's up for.
And do you wash them when they're like, you get them and iron them, or do you just fuck
them? I wash them before they go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, before they go out, because otherwise I'll be waiting for ages to put stock on. So before they go out, they get properly dry cleaned and everything. So all them like jeans in that bag and everything all have, and they all smell all fresh and everything when they arrive. God, where the bloody hell's this jumper?
Yeah, it just seems a bit more better quality than it was.
A bit thicker. But it's, actually, I can't even find it.
What's
I know
thicker?
It is for sale. That, it feels, it's quite a thick jumper.
Yeah.
It's quite nice. Can't even find
it's,
it for
it's
sale.
Just weird how fashion.
Oh, it's there. That's £20.
Yeah.
But it's quite similar to the designs they bring out now, anyway.
because it's even stamped on the little...
Aglet.
Oh, is that what it's called? Eclat?
Aglet.
Aglet? Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the proper name?
Yeah.
That's a good pub quiz question. Eglet.
Aglet.
Eglet.
Aglet.
That's what I'm saying, Eglet.
What? Hey?
Eglet. No, what was it?
Aglet.
Aglet.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Didn't know. Yeah, so I just... Because I see them and like they're all like 18, so maybe 21, and like they're all wearing these sort of Kosovo jumpers.
Yeah.
And the pull-up jeans. And the jeans rolled up, the sort of Bible book catcher things.
Yeah.
So it just, I just wonder where it's all come from. I mean, like, do like any bands or like film stars in like now wear this sort of fashion?
Yeah, but it'd be like, it comes from like rappers, stuff like that. I mean, rappers bring back brands all the time. So like, the reason Supreme is so popular now is because it's been worn by famous people.
Like, famous people?
Yeah, I mean, that's genuine. The only reason why any of these brands have come back from the past is because they've been worn by... Or worn by some famous person, or worn by something like that. It starts off a trend, really, and that's where it comes from.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, like sort of like retro's always been pretty cool.
Yeah,
I am like the old style band tops, like the Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses, and I'm a massive horror fan, so I like the worn horror t-shirt look. But I also like the new horror. But if it's worn and it's faint, it just gives it that bit of.
I like faded t-shirts.
Nostalgia, don't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I proper like faded t-shirts. I picked up a Iron Maiden one yesterday.
Oh, where from?
That was Car Boot Find That.
Oh, you went to Car Boot Sale yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had a look yesterday.
Which one?
Morrison's.
We went to Hemswell.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but we just went to the antiques.
On a Sunday? Did you have to pay to go in?
No, because it was antique centre. It wasn't the actual market, it was the antique centre, so we only went to like a couple of...
Oh, did you?
Antiques, yeah, but like
I went a few weeks ago.
Did you? One place had traffic lights in. It was down the side. He had traffic lights and he had a post office sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
So, what Iron Maiden top was it?
Oh God, now you're asking me. It's a. I've got a picture of it. That'll be easy.
We've got a picture of it. Iron Maiden are a good band. I've always liked them. Well, as I say, I'm 41. I was listening to them since I was about 8 or 9. Along with Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a backpack, one of the old 60s frame camping backpacks.
Oh, a little frame camping back.
Like, didn't you have that last time?
Oh, probably. That's been kicking around for ages.
And you've got a teddy bear as well. Oh, no. Here we go. He's going to fall.
Oh, no. What have you done now? But that... Oh, I bought all them the other day. I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to buy all the teddy bears?
No.
You've got more than one teddy bear?
Oh, yeah, they're over there. They're over there, tucked in that corner. I bought them all the other day and just completely forgot.
Why did you buy them?
Well, I didn't mean to. I bought them... I thought I was buying something else.
Where's this picture of the Iron Maiden t-shirt?
There we go, it's that one.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, so it's all faded. It's quite nice when it's faded.
What did you pay for it?
I think I bought loads of stuff at the same time. So
now much
no
yourself?
I think it's up for 30 or 20. 30 or 20. Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, I could imagine charity shops were a good place to go as well, the Car Boot Sales. Only because, and I'm like not being mean when I say this, but when people die, their clothes go to
definitely.
Shop, regardless if you live in a posh part of town or city, to a shitty part of town or a shitty part of city. Not a shitty part, but a less nicer part. The clothes will go to the same place.
Yeah.
Because I've found some Chanel stuff in charity shops before. With
really?
Like,
That's good, isn't it?
It was a top. It was down Freeman Street on the corner.
Oh, is it Women's Aid?
No, the Heart Foundation or... One of them. You know down Fremo, there's got a fire shop on the corner. Opposite there, he's got a charity shop.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, that's all then.
So just go through the men's stuff and have a look at the labels. And I'm sure I've found some Lacoste stuff from there before as well.
Lacoste, yeah, you come across Lacoste quite a bit.
Does, like, Lacoste sell? Because, like, sort of, that sort of crocodile, since I can remember, has been a symbol of good quality.
Yeah, I mean...
Unless it's fake.
It's... You can tell... Number of teeth. You can usually tell if it's just a weird fading.
I was just about to say, how can you tell a fake Supreme, fake
Supreme
Ralph Lauren to a non-fake one? Because some of them are so good now, especially the Stone Island stuff. And
Well, Stone Island's quite good because they've got a system on their tags where they've got every single one's got a unique individual number if you're buying new Stone Island. And
can you type that into
their website, and it tells you if it's legit or not. And Moncler's got the same thing, right. Which is good.
What about Paul and Shaq?
Paul and Shaq, I don't know if they've got their system like that.
Because Paul and Shaq's expensive as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I know it's expensive. It's same with is it Aquasum? That's quite an expensive brand.
Aquascutum.
Is that it? Aquascutum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all the football.
Yeah. It's good selling stuff, though. I mean, I've sold Weekend Offender stuff, and that's like lots of like football fans.
You've sold what, sorry?
Weekend Offender branded stuff.
Because like they've got their own. It's the Casuals website. Is it called Casuals?
Yeah. Football Casual and like Weekend Casuals and stuff like that. Yeah.
Where it's like Fred Perry. Yeah. Adidas. What about the old Adidas suede? What are they called? You've got the old Gazelles, because like they brought Adidas Gazelle brought out in the 80s and 90s, yeah. Range like yellow.
Well,
pink,
I picked up a pair of Stan Smiths the other day, so they're about there.
Oh, they're smart trainers.
But they're a bit battered, but so, well, I don't know what's that. They're size 12 or something like that. Huge.
What? Who has size 12
huge.
Feet?
I know.
There you go. Get him down to the fucking porn, like the porn is. I'm like always a bit dubious about wearing.
Yeah.
Second-hand feet things.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't know if you've fucking got foot AIDS or out, do you?
Foot AIDS?
Yeah, you get fucking... Your toe might fall off.
I don't think anything of it. I really don't. But I spent my life... I don't buy hardly any new stuff.
But I'm 1 year. Like, so I'm 41, you're 20, so I've got a year. I'm like, with twice your life.
Yeah.
And I know how scruffy people can be. Do you like sort of... How would you disinfect a shoe or a trainer?
You get the same way you do really anything else. I mean, like I bought some shoes the other day, and I mean the soles went like took them out of the insoles. They went straight into bleach and water because they were white leather.
Yeah.
So went bleach in water, and then the shoes were all fully like disinfected, like washed and everything. And then
I'm trying to imply you pick them up from the gutter and you fucking sell them.
No, obviously not. But it's No, I mean, that's the best way to put it. I mean, but then you can pick up shoes which are like basically brand new. I mean, you don't know when you go buy a pair of shoes how many times that shoe's been tried on. Even if it's brand new, you don't know how many times
that
it's been
true.
Tried on.
But there
and
is a
by
difference
who?
Between that. Yeah, well, yeah. And also the shoes at bowling alleys.
Oh, I never. No, I bring
fucking,
my own.
You've got your own bowling shoes.
Yeah, I'm weird about that.
Oh, yeah.
But that's weird. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
it is,
weird like
yeah.
that. Like that, because I haven't paid for the shoe, I'm weird about it.
And they spray that stuff in it, don't they?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's not going to do fucking anything.
But no, yeah, I've got my own.
Especially with coronavirus.
Well, I don't think anything's going to be open with coronavirus anymore.
Fucking.
It's weird.
It's bullshit, that's what it is.
It is.
It doesn't even
really
exist.
Weird.
They fucking rebranded the flu.
Rebranded?
Of course they have, right. You've had all these protests. You've had all these beach gatherings when it was dead hot, like maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago. We've seen no spike really in the UK. I know Leicester's got a bit of, but they're on about maybe that's a multicultural thing because it's high multicultural, but we can't do that because of the statistics. But I just think there was something more to it.
I don't know. I really don't. Honestly, I watched the news for the first like week of it. And then I couldn't be asked at the end.
I'm still on furlough. I'm on furlough since the 1st of August, yeah.
But it's not bad, is it?
No, not right. Well, I don't want to be on furlough. I just want to get back to work.
Back to work.
I do know flexi furlough starts in July, so yeah. I could be called in. But this time, I'm trying to get my podcast and YouTube channel up.
No, don't blame you. Maybe it gives you more time to focus on yourself as well. That's stuff you want to do.
I've got nothing else to do. I can't go anywhere because fucking coronavirus.
Yeah. Well, like I said, when I saw you the other day, I mean, I was heading out to North Yorkshire just because, like, doing this... I've got more time for myself now.
Yeah.
So, like, I was there in the morning. In the morning, I was here working. And so from, like, I think about 6 in the morning to whatever time. And then
we saw each other in Tesco's, didn't we?
And then when I saw you, we was off. We was off straight after that.
So, like, this is accessible 24 hours a day then, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here till, like, 1 in the morning.
sorting out your Kosovo jumpers, because I'm seeing some jumpers here that I'm I would say that I'm liking the look of, but I'm not really.
Well, these ones down there.
Yeah, these.
There's loads of them here. Like, there's like, pull some out. Oh, I'm taking the thingy off that one.
So what's this? Gabachi.
Gabachi.
And how much would this cost you?
Gabachi? I don't even know if Gabachi is still making clothes. It's a, it's basically Gabachi, it's like an old golf brand. Really high quality stuff though.
Yeah.
Like that one.
Oh, is this Gabachi as well?
Mm-hmm.
It like looks like something my granddad would wear.
The thing is that now...
Well, he won't because he's dead. But like he would have done. That's not funny.
No, it's not funny. No, it's not. No.
I ain't got any grandparents now. So look after your grandparents because you do miss them.
But it's... no, but like with that, I mean, you get people like Matty Healy like from the 1975 wearing stuff like this.
Who?
Matty Healy from the 1975.
Who's that, a band?
It's a band, yeah. No, it's a band. Yeah, wearing stuff like that. And then because he's wearing stuff like that... You got all the little 15-year-olds want to wear stuff like that as well.
I'll tell you who did do that in the 90s, 95 upwards, was Liam Gallagher.
Yeah.
From, he introduced Big House, got a massive thing. So he went on, and he introduced the walk-in. Because now, I know he had Big House, and he introduced Stone Island, and now a lot of people doing, like, North Face. So a lot of the walk-in stuff, like Crackhopper and things like that, and he's quite big. Is there any reason why people brought that? Because that seemed like the Manchester scene brought that sort of style.
I mean, it's the same with I mean, same like Patagonia. Patagonia is it's a hiking brand.
Yeah,
but it's people wearing that brought it. So like, you've got people like Liam Gallagher wearing stuff like that, but it's, and then Liam Gallagher wears it. So then all other people different bands as well. Start wearing it, and as soon as one person's worn something like that, like, I mean, if you're starting a brand, all it takes is for you to give someone 10 grand, give like an artist, a big artist, 10 grand to wear something of yours on stage, right? And you'll sell out of it instantly.
Or just send a few things from for free.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. You'll sell out of it instantly.
Because, like, it's North Face is found not primarily in walking shops now. You, like, can maybe go
to... They've got their own stores.
Yeah.
They've got their own store. I mean, North Face, like in Meadowhall, they've got their own like luxury boutique store. And you walk in, they've got no walking stuff in there. They've got no walking, they've got no hiking, they've got nothing like that. It's all fashion.
They've changed the badges now, haven't they, on it? It's like sort of, you've like got the big black ones with North Face on, haven't you? And they're changing the jackets.
Yeah, like I said, they make t-shirts now. North Face do collaborations with Supreme.
Sorry?
They do collaborations with Supreme, do North they? Face, yeah. So they do Supreme. I ain't got any, but they've got like Supreme North Face collaborations and things like that.
And then you got Crackhopper.
Yeah.
Is it Crackhopper?
It's something like that. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Patagonia, Big House. Big House for expensive stuff.
Yeah, Big House is proper expensive. What it is, but I mean, I went to be fair. I went to go outdoors the other day because I went and bought a tent.
Why did you buy a tent?
For my Europe trip.
What they're gonna do in Europe? You're gonna go there. Are you off on your own?
No, I'm with my girlfriend.
Right, what's going to happen is they're going to sell air. It's going to be like an hostel-style situation. They're going to kidnap air, fucking sell air to someone further away. They'll bum you, leave you in the tent, and set the tent on fire. And
that's
melt.
Fine. That's fine. I'm not bothered. Gives me so much to do, doesn't it?
So, what, you're staying in a tent when you go to Europe? That's pretty cool, to be fair.
It's cheaper than a hotel.
You're going to proper campsites, aren't you?
Cause I'm
just envisioning
around.
You going to some sort of fucking wood where some like mad fucking
Frenchman,
Cold War hero, or like Cold War veteran still.
God, no,
going
no,
on.
I'm going to proper campsites, everything like that. It's going to be good.
That's all right.
Hopefully, but I love camping in the UK as well.
I don't think Europe's like that, by the way. That's like just a joke. No, it's not. It does worry me though. If I like watch Shostan and go to Europe, I fucking hope this doesn't happen.
Well,
to
be fair, Europe's such a big plot. I mean, as soon as you drive over to Europe, you get Eurotunnel over. I mean, you can go all the way up to. To be fair, from Europe, you can drive all the way to South Africa if you wanted to.
Yeah,
there is a route to go all the way to South Africa.
Go to Afghanistan then while you're at it in Iraq.
Yeah, yeah, just go for the full. Drive around in my little bath. It'll look quite nice, won't it?
Tell me how that works out. I'll probably see you on the news. So, I've never thought about Can you go from Hull? Because when you go from Hull, you can go to Rotterdam, can't you?
Yeah. You can take a car over if you wanted to, but I'm going to go on the train. I'm going to put my car on the train.
Yeah.
Down south.
And then obviously, because that'll bring you into France, you've got to have a load of stuff in your car for France, haven't you? You've got to have like a yellow vest.
Yeah, I've got it all in the back of the car anyway, because it's an Italian car. So it's got all the Eurospec stuff in it.
You've got a new car, which is a Fiat 500 that's been rebranded. A bit like the flu, been rebranded.
It's not a Fiat 500. It's so far.
It looks exactly like
No, it doesn't. There's another Fiat 500 in the car park.
That's what I thought it was. Then I saw yours. Because it's got a different badge, hasn't it? It's got Scorpion on it.
It's a lot more. It's only got like four body panels from a Fiat 500. It's got the doors, the rear boot lid, and the roof.
Don't they make your car? Is it made by Ferrari, or do they make it in the Ferrari garage?
No, basically what happens is Fiat own Ferrari and Fiat. Fiat own Ferrari and a bar.
Fiat own Ferrari, not yeah. Fiat. Yeah. Not Fiat. Ferrari own Fiat.
No, Fiat own Ferrari.
Fiat the boys.
Yeah, Fiat and Ferrari. And basically, I think he owns... What does Fiat also... Fiat also own Chrysler as well.
So and, really, Ferraris are made in a Fiat factory.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so my Ferrari got Fiat.
Anyway,
but so basically, with my car, so basically, it's on the production line in Italy for a Fiat 500. That's mm-hmm. the standard production line it's on. And before it gets an engine in it, before it gets any... It gets the shell, basically. It gets the doors put on, it gets the boot lid, only the lid as well, because it's got a massive spoiler on the back, and it gets the roof panel, maybe one other thing, I can't remember. And then what it does is it gets pulled off the production line. They handpick a few to get pulled off the production line, taken to a factory in Turin, in Italy, and then basically what they do is put a huge engine in it, they put stiffened up suspension, they lower it like mad. They put something called a Monza exhaust on it.
Ooh.
It's absolutely mental. It's covered in carbon fiber. Covered in carbon fiber.
I thought they used Momo stuff as well. Is there any Momo? I mean, Ferraris used Momo, didn't they?
I can't remember. I don't know off the top of my head. Well, I don't know on top of my head is in it. It's all branded stuff. Everything that's in it. I mean, like the I think the air filter is like BMC or something like that, or it's
I don't know
something like that. And then it's got. I mean, you can get the optional like Spyker racing seats and things in it. And you could get like the full bucket seats, but I've got the full leather because I didn't want like the uncomfortable stuff. Yeah, but there's no point because it's a very track focused car anyway.
Yeah.
And when you're going over I took it out yesterday. I mean, you're going over bumps. It rattles. The whole car rattles because obviously there's like that gap.
Yeah.
Between the actual wheel well really and the tire. And it just slams all the time. So I wanted a comfortable seat.
Yeah. Well, that's what you need. Speaking about Ferrari, Ferrari make clothes and they used to be quite expensive.
They do. I've had quite a few Ferrari bits. I had a Ferrari windbreaker I gave to my mate for I think it was his birthday or Christmas, something like that.
There used to be a boutique down in town near where the back of Argos, you know, when you can pick up your big stuff from Argos.
Yeah.
There used to be a bit.
Where that tanning place is, or that dentist or something like that.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. There's a restaurant there as well.
Used to be on that side. I think further up, even between that and the beginning of the next block, there used to be a boutique that sold Ferrari stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
And also, who makes the Swiss Army knives? What's they called?
Oh, that white. Yeah, I know what you mean.
They
but I can't remember for the life of me what it is.
They do clothes now, and that's dead expensive. They've got a boutique down Abbeygate, and I bought a shirt for the for the Christmas party one day.
Yeah.
1 year, and I would pay £80, £78 for
I'd be down Abbeygate for ages.
We should go down there.
Down Abbeygate? Oh, I don't know.
Just sort of see what.
Last time I went down Abbeygate, I think they thought I was going to nick loads of shit. They just watch me like a fucking hawk, and it drives me mental.
It drives me insane. Like ruffians.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm walking in
you're working in with a fucking Kosovo jumper on.
I'm just like this. I don't need to dress like I've got money. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I don't need to.
That's how I feel when I walk down Seaview Street.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, Seaview Street's got hardly any clothing shops now anyway. To be fair, Grant's has gone down Seaview Street.
Has it?
Yeah, and then the women's one at the end's gone. I'd love a shop down there. I would really love one.
But do you think you would make the money down there?
Because no, God no. I'd have to wait to win some or come into some sort of money.
Because you're making a lot of money on like line.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love to have one because I like the thought of having a shot. Like when I worked at Vintage Links, I love the thought of talking to a customer.
Place affair.
No, I can't do that. No.
I'm surprised that's not open yet.
For first of July, Graham's reopening.
What?
First
what,
of July.
Sarah's not there no more, is she not?
I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but
right,
okay. It's I know it's been reopened on the 1st of July, and that's it.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
There you go. So, if people wanted to find you and find out where your stuff is, where can they find you?
Definitely. So, on Instagram, I'm putting. So, I've cleared everything off Instagram, and I'm reposting everything. It's like the fourth time I've done it now. So, hopefully, this time it's going to stay. So, that's at Pinto Vintage UK, PINTO. Let me just make sure that's right. Yeah, at Pinto Vintage UK and on Depop as well. At
Depop, I've never heard of Depop.
You never heard of Depop?
No.
Oh, that's so good. Depop's at Pinto Vintage UK.
I tell you
as
what
well.
We'll do if you send me the links.
Of course, we will, yeah, yeah.
And then do it after this.
Yeah.
And then I'll put the video straight up and do the audio a bit later on.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
I will also mention the podcast is sponsored by Room Silk and Tenga UK. Not so much sponsored, but if you go to their checkouts and at the end of the checkouts you type in the code TINBISCUIT, capitalised T, capitalised B, TINBISCUIT, you'll get 15% off your first orders. Tenga is a Japanese sex toy company. We've had them both on the podcast, so go like check them out. Their sex aids look pretty interesting. They're like sort of a bit like a fleshlight and things like that.
Really?
I think they retail about $24.99 starting or $22.99. So, what, if you pay £23 and you get 15% off?
It's not bad, is it?
It's quite cheap for a posh wank, isn't it?
It is, indeed.
15% off your fucking, there you see, TINBISCUIT podcast. Also, Room Silk, they do beard care products. So, they do some awesome oils. And the thing I found with their oils is it don't make you greasy after it.
Oh, really?
It goes straight into your beard, yeah. So they do oils, balms and stuff like that. But they do these wicked sunglasses, like these wicked... I haven't got any yet.
Oh, look at that. That's shameless. I haven't got any.
But
My address is in my DMs.
I ain't got no free samples of the sex toys. It's a bit weird.
That's a weird like question to ask, isn't it? Yeah. I can recommend this. Yeah, I can really recommend the item.
But Rooms will do some... And like they've got award-winning beard care products.
Really?
Yeah, and they're the best ones I've used so far. Better than this shit lawyer at, like L'Oreal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not shit, that stuff, but it's by an independent company, and it's not just banged out, so care's gone into it, forethought's gone into it.
Definitely, definitely.
Their sunglasses, I will get the sunglasses out, are made from wood. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. So sustainable as well?
Yeah, really cool. And he's a really cool guy. He's called Dan, so go check him out on the audio and the YouTube. So it's Room Silk. And also tenga.co.uk. So from your first orders on there, you can get 15% off. So if you want a posh wank, what's 15% off £23?
Oh, now you... hold on a minute. Now I'm going to figure it out.
If 10% wants, you move the decimal point.
Yeah, you do, don't
you?
Yeah.
So I think you...
£2.
A cheap, good posh wank.
It costs you about £18 something.
For a posh wank. And it's reusable as like, well...
Is it?
Yeah. So it's good. He like showed me a demonstration on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Not like a wank, but he took it apart and showed how it works.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Which is cool. So, yeah, 15% off your first orders, which is good.
Nice.
That's TINBISCUIT, capitalised T, capitalised B, Room Silk, and tenga.co.uk.
Very nice.
So we will get all your details in the description and that. Thanks for coming on again. Thanks
for showing me. Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's been good.
Emporium. Is it Emporium? Is it that's what they call
it? It can be an Emporium if you want it to be.
Pretty cool because you've got some smart trainers in the back there. He's got the ones off, it's not the screen ones, but you've got the Nike ones off Back to the Future, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
That was on last night, Back to the Future Part 2.
Was it?
It was on in the afternoon.
I don't even see. But no, they're my grails, something I'll never get rid of, ever. I think nearly everything in there is something I'll never get rid of.
And you've got a screen used t-shirt from what film?
Pitch Perfect 3. as well, which is a little bit embarrassing. But it's Screen U, so it's
but why?
It's nice to have, isn't it?
You don't like the film, do you?
What, Pitch Perfect 3?
Yeah.
I can't even... I couldn't even... I don't think I could even tell you which one that is. What, I've seen them all, but I couldn't even... They're not memorable enough to tell you which one it was.
What's that one where they go, hey, it's cold in here. Must be some sort of rules in the atmosphere. What is that? Where no those cheerleaders? What's it called?
No idea. No idea.
It had, I think it had Kirsten Dunst in it.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
Right. And on that note, just embarrassed myself. Fucking, you've embarrassed yourself by having a Scream 1 t-shirt. Who wore it? Do we know?
Yeah, it's a young... So the character Fat Amy, it's her as a younger... Who's the younger self, the actress?
Did you smell it when you get it to see if it was still smelling on that person?
No, as she was about 6. So, no, I didn't.
I didn't know.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
I thought she was about 20 odd because I don't even know what Pitch Perfect is.
No, it's.
Because I like horror films.
Yeah.
I do like horror films. I fucking do. I like watched a horror film the other day, Last House on the Left, the like remake, and it was too brutal for me. I like had to turn it off.
Really?
It's just all rape and fucking... Nah, it's shit.
Bloody hell. I've never seen it, obviously.
But it did have a hot girl in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Sarah Paxton. I like her. I don't know what it is. Right, and on that note, before we say anything else, thanks for coming on, Bradley.
Oh, cheers. No, thank you. I appreciate it.
So we'll put your description in and go check him out and go find some cool...
Please do.
Close to her. Right, we'll stop it there. See you later. Bye.
The Tea Biscuits Podcast.